So since starting getting, having the leads flow in, you've been able to hire a salesperson and have your wife leave her job and join your business.
Yes,
That's
sir.
really cool.
Yeah, it's a dream. It's a dream come true, man.
Tell me about the marketing system we're running for you and how that's what's been going on with that.
That's everything, man. That's how we're getting all of our business. I mean, it's awesome. It's incredible.
I want to know details, like what, how, I mean, that's awesome to hear. How much business are you getting from it? I mean, like what are you doing per week, per month? Like what are your numbers like?
Well, I can tell you, in February we did 80K.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. In January we did 50, I believe. I mean, we're all my competitors around here, my associates, they're slow. I mean, but we're busy.
Right. Well, it's March, and February was is the winter also, so people are usually slow then. You were able to have a good month.
Yeah, the business plan says I was only supposed to do 20K in February.
Right. Well, that's quite a difference.
Yeah.
What does the rest of the season look like for you? Like, what are you projecting?
I want to do 1 million this year, Mike. I have another sales guy or one sales guy that's I have up to speed. I'm showing him the process. I'm Matt Bird. Actually, I had you guys put him on to receive the leads. And so I've been training him. He's been selling and I've been selling. So with the two of us, and I have a sub crew, and then I have my in-house crew doing jobs. So we're projecting to do 1 million, hopefully.
That's awesome. Well, how many appointments are you running them per week?
Well, my wife has me going every day, at least one a day.
That's awesome. So tell me about that. Is she kind of managing the leads for you and assigning things to you and stuff?
She is, and I was hoping she would be here with me, but she's not. Because she wanted to talk about the CRM. She had a doctor's appointment she forgot about,
Oh, that's okay.
but yeah, she's handling all the appointments. She's receiving the leads and the text messages and the emails, and she's on board with everything. She's learning. I mean, she just kind of just probably 6 months ago quit her job and started doing this for me, so.
Wow. So since starting getting, having the leads flow in, you've been able to hire a salesperson and have your wife leave her job and join your business.
Yes,
That's
sir.
really cool.
Yeah, it's a dream. It's a dream come true, man.
That's really awesome. That makes me really happy. And you're helping people get new roofs, which is good too.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I'm sure you do great work and they're lucky to have you. So that matchmaking is good.
I gotta tell you, dude, everybody tells me how impressive those ads are. Like, people are, they say, whoever does your ads, they do a fantastic job. I get compliments on it all the time
From the homeowners?
from, homeowners and people I just give proposals to that don't go with us. They always say, man, that's why I clicked on the ad, is because it was great.
Wow. I wonder what about it they love. Do they
Because
mention?
it's common sense stuff, man. Like, everything you put on there is realistic, like real world stuff that people care about. The value, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Price is important, but quality is important. And I'm realizing that people that think all they care about is price, they don't realize that they care about a whole lot more than that.
Tell me about that. Where do you fall in the pricing of roofs? Are you kind of middle of the road? Or are you toward the lower end, higher end? How does that work?
I'm the middle of the road.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. We're middle of the road. My competitors around here, they're usually double my price.
Oh,
And
really?
then you have the guys that are dirt cheap doing it for nothing. But with them, they're not doing the specifications like we are. We're doing GAF certified roofs is what we do. We're certified with GAF.
Got it. So let me just kind of dig into that a little bit. You have competitors that charge literally double per square.
I don't know about per square, but I did an estimate the other day and it was 16 grand. And they said, wow, was out here. And they said 50 grand. So that's more than double.
Wow. I wonder why that is. I mean,
Well, they offer, they sell them, the world, a lifetime warranty, and I don't know that what they do, but they have these sales guys and these processes that they make the homeowner sit through a 2.5 hour presentation. I have a presentation, but I'm pretty much, showing them what we're about, and then I roll. I'm not pushy and stuff.
you don't get the signed deal that visit. You follow up with them and get it.
I try to get it on the same visit, but I do most of the time follow up with them to get the sale, or they'll reach out to me. I mean, I'm working on that, Mike. I'm not the best sales guy, but people, I usually get the deals where the people like me because they can tell I'm honest and genuine.
And so we're going to touch more on that in a minute. But your sales guy, what are his, how is he doing selling?
He's great. He's a lot better than I am in the fact that he'll sit and he will read their personality, and he just knows, like, he can match them, their personality type. If he can tell that they want to sit and bull BS for a while and tell them about their kids, he'll sit there and he'll learn everybody's name, the kids in college names, the pets' names, and he's just really good. Where me, all I can think about is how I can get out of there, get them the price, and get out of there. So,
Yeah. Well, they probably appreciate both.
yeah.
Is he
So
selling better than you? Is he selling more roofs than you, like in terms of
he's
closing
so
percentage?
here's the thing. He no, just because I had he hasn't been running as many appointments because he's also on my in-house crew on the
Okay.
roof doing roofs too. So my
Cool.
plan for him was, as soon as I can get, my in-house crew to where they can be a full-blown sub, and I don't have to really be involved, the plan for him is to be full-time sales guy slash field supervisor,
Yeah.
visiting the jobs, making sure everything's good,
You ought to
everybody
just
works.
call, you ought to call him a project manager, even
Project
if he's
manager.
going on sales calls.
Okay.
Like, hey, hey, Miss, like your wife can say, hey, Miss Jones, I'm going to be sending our project manager out to meet you at your house
Right.
to talk to you about your roof and see what we can do to help you. And
Right.
the project manager, it sounds way better than have a sales guy come out to the house.
Right, right, right.
Or even like a roofing expert. Yeah, that sounds a little
Project
over.
consultant is something we were thinking about.
Or project consultant or even just pro, I mean, I like project manager because then if that person is also going to be actually the project manager, then there you are.
Right.
But anyway, that's something to play with a little bit. So you are close, you and what's your salesperson's name?
Matt Bird.
Matt. What you and Matt are closing deals with homeowners, even though your estimates are more than some of the other quotes they're getting.
Sure.
Okay. That's fantastic.
And
That's
it's
awesome.
usually because they like us,
Right. Well, you're really likable. I mean, like you come off as very genuine and like gentle. And that's a great thing because there are a lot of like high energy, like pushy,
aggressive.
aggressive types.
Yeah.
So I really do think that's the way to sell nowadays, especially. People are
Sure.
so sensitive to being pushed around.
Right.
So that's great. So tell me more about your wife. She's kind of getting the leads texted and emailed to her through our system.
Yep.
Is she consulting the spreadsheet that we also have the lead spread sent to?
So we've been doing well. That's why I wanted to talk to you about this CRM, because
Yeah.
up until now, we have been entering them manually on an Excel spreadsheet.
Oh.
But we do refer to the Google Docs one that you guys send us.
You're manually typing them into a second spreadsheet that you guys are using.
Right, for
What's
Excel. But now that we got with your CRM, we would like to integrate that and be using your CRM for everything if we could.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about that.
All right, so at this point in the video, Jordan and I jumped into a shared screen from my computer where I ran him through the entire CRM from a very basic standpoint. I just showed him the things that are really easy to use but super powerful, like the ability to text message, call, and email all of his leads and clients using the CRM, and also the sales pipeline, which I basically modeled after one of the most popular roofing software options out there called AccuLynx. So there are the different pipeline stages, and I told him what the rules were for, like, how to move people down the sales pipeline. We went through that together. It was really cool. He loves it. His wife is going to love using it. We're going to add the salesperson into the his salesperson Matt into the CRM as well, so he can use it. Leads can be assigned to him if they're his, or Jordan if they're his, and they're going to just, it's going to be amazing, because in the CRM, they're able to see how much money they have that they are able to make if they just close the deals. They can look at conversion rates and everything, and they can communicate seamlessly with all of their clients. I'm also going to be helping them build in a scheduling feature that allows his wife to easily schedule appointments onto their calendars. They use Google Calendars. It all syncs, and it's just an amazing way to stay organized and have a seamless way of scheduling appointments, and then also creating text and email reminders to the homeowners that the appointment is coming up, and it's just going to be unbelievable for them. So that's it. Excuse me. So I'm cutting off the video there because I don't want to do the shared screen and show you all of their CRM, you know, inside on this video. This is mainly just a video to, it's a testimonial video where one of my clients shared with me a bit about what he's experiencing and the success he's having with me. And he's been with me for many months now, even over the winter. And it was, as you heard, extremely successful. And he was fast while others were slow. And that's an amazing thing to experience for him, of course. And for me, it just feels great being able to help another person in the country build their roofing business literally from nothing to something really cool, where his wife was able to quit her job and join the company, where he's able to employ a person to do sales in addition to him running the company and doing sales himself. I mean, this is, you know, going from, you know, square one to running an awesome company that really is life-changing. And I can relate because I too, you know, I used to be I moved to New York City in 2008 to do stand-up comedy. And I did that while I was working in a restaurant and I was making no money. You don't make any money doing stand-up comedy unless you make it. I've got a lot of friends and people that I know that made it into the stand-up world and are doing amazing. But you know, I was in New York, didn't really take all that very seriously, I didn't try very hard in that respect. But then I accidentally started a marketing company, and that's a longer story, maybe for another video, about how that all happened. But you know, to go from working in a restaurant and struggling to owning a business, getting your first client, and then your second client, and then a bunch more, it's an incredible feeling. So I know what Jordan is feeling, having accomplished what he's accomplished thus far. I know what he's feeling as he anticipates where the business could go next year, a year from now, next year and on. You know, he's planning on doing $1 million this year. That's his goal. I would imagine that 2 years ago, he wouldn't have ever dreamt that that was actually going to happen. And it's just really cool. It's cool for him. It's really cool for me. And I would love to be able to help you out if you're a roofing contractor or really any kind of contractor. I help all different types, but I really love roofers for a number of reasons. But I help guys that do siding and windows and power washing and fence contracting and interior remodeling and things like that, decks, garages, whatever. So reach out. Let me know that you want to talk. Below this video, you'll be able to find a link to my website. My website's really, really simple to use. You can easily get in touch with me and fill out a form to schedule a call. Or you can do the live chat on the website if you like, to just drop me a line and let me know if you like my videos, or leave a comment on this and subscribe to my YouTube channel and do all the stuff for the algorithm. That's it, guys. I wish you the best. See you later. Bye.